You are with Phoenix 98 FM here at Latitude Festival, and I am delighted to say that I am now joined by three of cooks, but we're chefs. Good afternoon, folks. First things first, introduce yourselves to our listeners.
Hey, I'm Jesse. I play trumpet and I rap sometimes too.
Hi, I'm Shifra. I'm the lead singer.
I'm Daniel. I play the drums.
Excellent. And there was tons of you on stage last night. So who else is in the band with you?
We have Tembe, he's a vocalist. We have Dougie, he's a bass player. Luke is our keys player. And Dan Coyne's our saxophone and kind of synth player as well. That's everyone.
Excellent. Yes, you're a seven-piece fusion band.
I suppose, yeah.
We don't have enough of them in the world, I reckon. So tell us about where you're from and how you got together.
So we're all from Dublin, and some of the lads were in school together, and that's where they met, and it kind of started off as a bit of like a joke band, if that's fair to say. And then just kind of kept making little additions along the way, and that's where we are. We were once nine and we're down to seven now, so that's all. Yeah, just like really good friends who like playing music together, really.
Excellent, good stuff. And how did you kind of arrive at the sound that you have? Because there's everything going on there, to your credit.
I think it probably emanates from the fact that everyone in the band has just a different taste in music. Well, like, we share a lot of like core principles and what we like, but then we all like different things as well. And then like got the influence of like people like Shifra and Luke, who are just really talented on the keys and sort of make things really interesting to work around. And then everyone adds like another piece on top and like adds their own flavor in a way. But it's really exciting making music with the band, because as you said, it is quite eclectic. We're not even too sure like what we specifically play, but we sort of just go along with it and see where it takes us.
Keep people guessing, I say. All the better.
Keep ourselves guessing, I think.
Yes, indeed. So what music would you say unites you all?
I think the London jazz scene is really exciting at the moment, and three of us study jazz in college as well. So I think that's something that we love that, but then I suppose like the disco era and the kind of fun side of music, which I think is really, it's such a nice mashup, and you get that kind of jazzy sound with like fun, high energy disco stuff as well. So I think probably disco-y jazz, there's a lot of things, but probably they're probably the two main genres, I'd say.
Excellent, and you've got some really good random cover versions in your set. So tell us about how those came about.
Oh gosh, I honestly think we just want to make people dance and have a good time, and yeah, we try and make them our own by like switching up and everything as well, but I think everyone loves a sing song. Like if I'm going to hear ABBA at a festival, I know I'm going to have a good time, so it's always nice kind of throwing a few of those in for the people.
Excellent, good stuff. And what we should say, are you all cooks, chefs? How did that come about?
That's a good question. So there is actually quite a profinity for cooking in the band. We were using a stove earlier, nearly set the dry grass on fire. No grass was harmed, I must say.
That's good to know.
Yeah. This is cut it.
Yes, Latitude organizers, if you're listening, it's fine, okay? Please don't blacklist them.
But no, the name emanated just from we were just sitting around the table. As Shifra said, started as sort of, we were a bit more goofy. We're still goofy now, but it was even more goofy back then. And the name really does reflect, I guess, our goofy side, not taking things too seriously, but it's a bit of a tongue twister. It's always, as you said, keep people guessing. People always get the name wrong every time they repeat it back to us. So that way it keeps it fresh. It's all ever changing, ever evolving. But yeah, no, it's a bit of a funny name, to be fair.
Well, I'd say it's serving you pretty well at the moment. Aha, serving. Pun totally not intended. Yes, it was. While I'm arguing with myself about that. Have you got many releases available?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we have, I think, two singles and an EP out. And then last year we re-released three more singles. Well, our first EP we recorded down in a place called Grouse Lodge in Ireland. So we lived, I think there's nine of us then. Nine of us lived together and just made music for 5 days. And the result of that was our EP Sports Day. And since then, since COVID, we've kind of been just finding time to go into the recording and then, you know, recording from home and stuff as well. So we have more releases coming up as well that we're
Excellent, good stuff. Very much looking forward to that. And have you got more live performances? You've got one other performance at the time of us talking here at Latitude. And what else is coming up?
So we're doing, we have some Irish festivals like Electric Picnic all together now, and then we're planning a tour, so we have a release plan once we get all that kind of nailed down and sorted out. We'll be coming back over. We just did a sold out gig in London and Dalston on the Wednesday actually before coming to Latitude, which is really special, and the crowd here I think are just really special. Like, everyone's really lovely, and the vibe at Latitude is just, it tops like all Irish festivals. I'm sorry to say, but it's really, really special here. So so we'll definitely be back hopefully for a London show.
Excellent, good stuff. Well, we'll very much look forward to that, and as you say, you've got more coming up as well, which is fantastic to hear. And where can people go to find out more about Cooks But We're Chefs?
You can follow us on Instagram, cooks.but.weird.chefs. That's our handle. We're on Twitter. We actually recently made a move to Twitter. Dead at the moment. Account is dead. TikTok yet to puncture that bubble, but just watch this space. I feel like if you catch us at our start of our TikTok era, it could be a wild ride. But yeah, Cooks But We're Chefs is pretty much our handle for all things, and Spotify and stuff like that. Yeah.
Excellent, good stuff. Well, thank you so much for chatting to us today. Good luck with your other set here, and with all the other ones that you've got coming up, and with the new recording as well.
Thank
so excellent.
So
the future very much starts here. Thank you very much, Cooks But We're Chefs.